How do you react when God apparently refuses to answer your prayers? Not trivial ones, but important ones. How do you respond? Does it test your faith? Certainly does mine. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Today is my sister's birthday. Her name is Cornelia, although I've always called her Corrie. She turns 64 today. She studied music, was awarded a Bachelor of Music, and then went to Italy to study the piano. She was well on her way to becoming a concert pianist when, in her mid-20s, schizophrenia struck. It's a terrible disease. She hasn't worked since and lives in a care facility. The worst part is that she knows that she's sick. It hurts. It frustrates. She's attempted suicide multiple times. I love my sister. I help her as I can. I pray for her, but nothing ever gets any better. And that really tests my faith. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective, we're told in the Bible. Well, not apparently, when I'm praying for my sister. God, why? From bright, talented, intelligent young woman, budding concert pianist, to this. Why? I've come to the point of realizing that in this life, at least, he isn't going to tell me. So now, what do I do with my faith? How do I handle this dilemma, which is way more than mere theology for me? It hurts. Answer? I have to trust in God's word. I have to. There's no other choice. Speaking of people who suffered terribly but never received an answer to the why question, God tells us this, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39. God was pleased with all of them because of their faith, but not one of them received God's great promise. When it doesn't make sense, just keep on trusting God. You have to. That's His word, fresh for you today. The more I see of life, the more I come to realize that God doesn't always tie things up in a nice little bow and drop them into our laps. That's why we so need His wisdom and His encouragement. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.